Good morning, good afternoon. Please go ahead. The call is now being recorded.
Great, thank you. And again, welcome everybody. This is Rob Hogarth from ICANN staff, accompanied by Benedetta Rossi. Just confirming, we have Elisa Cooper, Rafik Damak, Rudy Vansnick, Jimson Olafue, Steve Metalitz, Tony Holmes, Lori Schulman. Have I missed anybody? Oh, yeah, have I missed anyone? Great. Well, welcome, everybody, and thanks for participating. Benedetta circulated a preliminary or proposed agenda for you all, where I hope we can run through some of the initial logistics and then help you really focus on some of the critical input from all of you on agenda topics and speakers. Wanted to give you a quick update since our last call in terms of what we've done in terms of reaching out to our internal colleagues, confirming with them sort of the support that we're going to be able to get for this meeting. I've proceeded since the last call on focused for a D.C. location in Washington, D.C. in the middle of January. The meetings team has devoted a staff member to our support. The IT team has devoted a technical person for our support. We've already begun some preliminary research with the meetings team with respect to hotels and meeting venues in Washington, D.C. For those of you who are in this area, you know that since there will be a midterm election in the U.S. For members of Congress, that the January time frame is going to be quite challenging in terms of space availability and the rest. So we've gotten on that as quickly and as early as we can. One of the things that we had talked about as a group on our last call was to have a number of you, particularly those of you in the D.C. area, do some inquiries, share with us, if you could, potential meeting locations and the rest. Thanks to those of you who have done so. Unfortunately, no one's magically arrived on their white charger to present us with the perfect meeting space for free. So we're looking at a number of different options, with the goal being free or nominal use of space, which, as many of you in the D.C. area know, is quite challenging. But I'm hopeful that we will be able to narrow things in that regard over the course of the next 2.5-3 weeks, as a lot of folks in a number of these places come back from vacation and some slower work time during the U.S. summer. I think our major challenge, and this is something that I touched on when we first spoke in our initial call, is simply the fact that we found almost an ideal model from a cost perspective, having things located at the Los Angeles headquarters of ICANN, where we could use our own space, where there was a contract in place with a hotel at a very reasonable rate. And the new location changes those calculations. So Benedetta and I are trying to work with our colleagues so that we can meet our budget targets and not generally expose the rest of you to those machinations, and just let you focus on the real substance of the meeting. So I'm hopeful we will continue to do that. I've been assured by our IT team that they can very efficiently relocate a lot of our equipment, and we almost basically now have built up over the course of the last 5 or 6 years an excellent set of black boxes and microphones and everything else that can be transported around the world to support some of these meetings, and that's going to be the case with this meeting as well. So that's just another calculation for us to figure out as we look at venues. But please, as some of you have not had a lot of time to devote to this project over the last couple of weeks, if you have brainstorms, if you have ideas about venues or different organizations in the Washington, D.C. area who may be able to give us some support, please just flag a name or a contact so that I can reach out to them, or that Stacy, my meetings team colleague, can coordinate that as well. That would be very helpful. Any questions or comments otherwise with respect to logistics? Something that I perhaps should be doing that you need some assurance on, or any other observations just generally about venues?
Rob, it's Marilyn. Can I get in the
queue? Yes, Marilyn, welcome.
Thanks.
You are first in line.
You're not getting in the queue after that, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. I'm sorry to be a few minutes late, so I missed the roll call. My apologies for that. A new idea that's just emerged to me would be if we could use a company for the side meetings, two spaces on one day, and then or law firms for those breakouts, or NGOs, and then just pay for one day for the full NCPH meeting. Because the thing I've encountered when I've gone to companies and I also have spoken to some of the NGOs, two full days is really tough. If it's one day or that they provide two rooms for breakouts of smaller numbers, that could work. Setting up for two back-to-back days, taking up all their space is difficult. So I have explored space that I know about. There's two companies and hotels around the corner from both of them that could be explored. There's also a university that might charge for one day if we could get companies to donate space for the other 2 days. There's also, and I'm glad Steve is going to speak, maybe others have contacts at law firms that could donate space for part of the time. And I don't mean to move us around much, but if we were doing breakouts on day one and then a full day the following day, it means little moving, and it might limit the amount of cost.
Thank you, Marilyn. Some very helpful suggestions there. Steve?
Yeah, I had a question. Since we since our rock star CEO may be an attraction to some of these venues, for example, to teach or meet with a class at a school or something like that, are we in a position to dangle that as an incentive for some entity to give us free or reduced cost space? In other words, is available for that?
I will definitely explore that. That's a good idea. I mean, we've already blocked his calendar for that week. His admin team has said, yeah, I mean, if we can combine this with other things, potentially in Washington, D.C. that week, that would be great, Rob. At this point, who knows what potentially comes up 3-4 months from now. But, yeah, I think that's definitely worth exploring, Steve. Thanks for the suggestion. That may be, if he's willing to do that, and I can't imagine him not be, that could be a good trade-off potentially for some space. I really like Marilyn's idea, and this is something to think about with respect to your agenda discussions and topics. That's a creative solution to basically say that the General Assembly, if you will, you know, for the major group, could all convene on one day, and then if we have enough, you know, opportunities for different conference rooms for the breakouts on a separate day or, you know, a morning or an afternoon, that would be almost perfect because then we could just produce the agenda and we would say, for example, BC, you know, tomorrow you'll be meeting at, you know, this address in this conference room, and then we'll just convene the next day for the General Assembly and wrap-up or something along those lines. You know, we also had the flexibility to feature in some form of a networking reception or something like that throughout the course of the week. That would be another opportunity sort of to bring everybody together. I think a lot of it really depends in terms of the direction you all want to take it in terms of combining that capability to have individual meetings within your community and then translate that into some positive full-day sessions of a General Assembly of everybody together. Anyone else have any other comments, suggestions, or observations?
It's Marilyn. I just have one. Do you have a rough budget if you needed to pay for space?
The overall budget that's been targeted for this meeting is $73,000. I would like to have as much of that targeted for travel support. So the Los Angeles meeting, to give you all a general ballpark, the travel came out to somewhere in the neighborhood of $60,000 total. For the 48-50 participants.
Right.
So that's my target. The guidance from the board and the senior staff was use the model of the previous one that seemed to be so successful. And so it cost you $70,000. We'll give you $73,000. So that's been that calculation. Whether I have a variance of $3,000-$4,000 because we had to pay some organization a nominal fee for space or something like that. I'm sure I can squeeze that out of the budget. Again, I want you all focused as much as possible on the substance of the meeting, but knowing many of you are budget gurus, any thoughts and ideas and some of the suggestions that you've shared already are going to be very helpful, so thank you. I mean, for some of you who have run meetings in the D.C. area, note that that is a challenging budget, but I'm confident that we can make it. And please, keep up any ideas over the course of the next week or so by email or the rest. A number of you have shared with me some private emails that we're going to follow up on, so thanks very much for that topic. Anything else in terms of venue? I think, that'll sprinkle in terms of agenda and topics and potential speakers. So I think that, we'll just sort of jump in and out of that over the course of the next half hour or so. Great. And I'm sorry, my screen collapsed here. Let's see if anyone's hand is up. No, not at the moment. But thanks also for folks to include anything in the chat, because we're going to copy that. So any suggestions that were brainstormed that you have there, that would be helpful. Agenda item 4 was agenda topics and speakers, and I thought that would be the real meat of the discussion today. Marilyn, you sort of kicked it off in one perspective here to start talking about how we might break up the days. I think that there was general consensus on the last call that we would be looking at 2 days of activities with respect to the intersessional meeting. Some of you might look to add some additional community activities or other things around that week, but the real focus of this team would be on those 2 days. And I think at least you've teed it up a little bit, Marilyn, just in terms of your discussion, this concept of, one day for the community, the other day for sort of the general group to break up into individual community sessions. That seems to be the best direction, but I'd love to hear anyone's follow-up comments now that you've had a couple weeks to think about it.
And if I might, just before you take comments, I was just trying to figure out the easiest way to manage space, I must say. That was why I raised that as an idea, just to reinforce why I proposed that.
Thank you, and I certainly understood it that way. We don't want necessarily the cart before the horse, but I think that that's just a practical consideration that we're going to have to keep in mind as we put this together. So it was really good that you teed that up first. Steve, your hand is up. Please, sir.
Yeah, this is Steve. From the commercial side, I agree in general with this, and I also agree we shouldn't let the space, if possible, not have the space concerns dictate the agenda. I don't see that we need a full day of meetings of either my constituency or the stakeholder group. I think we maybe half a day. But then the second half of that day maybe is the time for us to get together as a house. This is one thing that we have not had much, really any time to do at ICANN meetings, and we have a number of issues that we want to discuss. I don't know what they are exactly right now. But and so without staff present or with very minimal staff involvement, I think it would be half a day for constituency and stakeholder on their own, and then half a day for the House. And then the second day would be more programmatic with staff and so forth. That's just my thought. I don't think that we need a full day of meetings at the constituency or stakeholder group level. Thank you.
Thank you for that. That is helpful, and I think that is an issue in terms of planning. I mean, again, logistics always creep into this. You know, if we've got the ICANN IT team doing the setup, I would have them focused on whatever the general meeting of the House would be, and then, you know, to the extent that we were able to secure conference rooms at various locations around the city for the individual meetings, I think what we would do there is rely on the facilities in those spaces, probably just, you know, a conference room telephone, you know, some sort of polycom in the middle of a table. For the more general session, we would have potentially something much more elaborate akin to, you know, either what we did in Los Angeles with tables and mics or some sort of you know, round table sort of discussion in a big room where everybody's looking at each other and have mics in front of them, or one mic to two people. So, again, that's just something that we would need to think of in terms of timing. I think it's very helpful, Steve, that you raised the issue of issues and topics. I think that may be the best area to focus on, because then that will help drive sort of how we do handle the logistics. I really picked up on your last call that real theme that you all seem to embrace about the value of discussing things as a House, finding matters of commonality or at the very least common interest that is of value to have you together and talking as a group. And so that may be an area that some of your comments and observations really want to focus on. And I know Tony's comment in the chat supporting Steve's proposal for the House meeting. Steve, did your hand go back up for a follow-up?
No, sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Rob, after Tony, can you put me back in the list for a question to you?
Certainly, thank you. Tony, did you want to expand upon your comment in the chat room?
No, I think I said everything. I just support the proposal from Steve for a House meeting. Thanks, Rob.
Great, thank you. I'm having a couple connectivity issues here myself, so I'm currently barred from the chat room. So, Benedetta, if you can keep an eye on hands and stuff like that, that would be helpful. Marilyn, you're next in the queue. You had a question.
Thanks. I'm not in the chat. I don't know if I'll be able to get in the chat, but so I really appreciate that we're not relying on chat for and that you and Benedetta will call to those of us attention to those of us who are not in chat. Can we just do numbers for a minute here? Two breakouts of half days, I counted at 21 to 30 each as max on the two breakouts. But if we have, I just wanted to confirm that we're talking about SG meetings, not constituency meetings. Constituency meetings would mean five rooms. SG meetings would be two rooms, but the numbers would be higher. And then for House, the House is the same count for half day one, and full day two, but on day two, it would be plus ICANN staff, right? Can I just verify that?
Well, ultimately, you know, this is a collective consensus discussion about how you guys want to work it, so I'm not in a position to dictate that. It's really an issue of when you think it's valuable to have staff. I anticipated that you know, you are likely to have me and Carlos Reyes there for support throughout the course of the 2 days. Nancy Lupiano has volunteered to come down from New Jersey to provide some meeting support, and we have one IT person. So from a logistics standpoint, that's sort of the team. From the perspective of additional content subject matter experts, if you will, you've identified Fadi. Then the only other issue is whether others might be able to participate either in person or via remote facilities, and that's really dependent upon where your agenda and topics go. I mean, if you want to talk about GDD issues and you want to have Akram do a briefing, if there are matters about, you know, because we're in North America, you want Christopher Mondini to talk about some of the regional operating plans or strategies that are being set up, you know, there you've got somebody who can just come across town or a couple blocks away to come speak. So I think that, you know, that's just dependent, Marilyn, on what direction you want the agenda to take and how you want to approach it. I think,
I just want to get the rooms out of the way so we can focus on that, which I think is a more substantive discussion. So if it's a half day, it's SG, and that's two rooms, and that's roughly two rooms that will see 21 to 30 people, then we know what we're asking for. The second half day is 7 times 6, I think. That's 42. Then we know what we're asking for. And then the second full day, which includes a number of ICANN staff and even maybe others that we decide to invite, it's 42 to 45 of us plus, you know, X number of speakers. I'm just trying to get that down so we can go to substance, because I want to get out of the argument about, the debate about how many rooms we need and move into substance. So if I have roughly the countdown, that would help Rob in my coming back to you with ideas, and maybe others like Steve and others who are native to Washington giving you ideas as well.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Marilyn. And I'd love to hear others' input on that. What you have posited there, Marilyn, is a focus on the House and the stakeholder groups. And I'm curious as to the interest of the individual constituencies, whether it's also that opportunity. And if a meeting like that were to take place, would that be part of the main agenda, or would you just do it, you know, the getaway morning when we know folks are, you know, taking off that last day, or the arrival afternoon when people are coming in, if that might work as well. I see Steve's hand. I hope it's to address this issue, Steve. Please.
Yeah, it is. And your last comment, our tentative dates are a Monday and Tuesday now, right, aren't they? I mean, obviously it might change, but isn't that correct?
Correct. That's our target. We're looking at January 12th and 13th. That's a Monday and Tuesday.
Okay. Well, my only amendment to I'm totally with what Marilyn said, with one amendment, which is that we might want to have our constituency meet briefly on that Monday morning separately from the stakeholder group. But in general, I think that's correct. It would be mostly stakeholder group Monday morning, full house Monday afternoon, full house plus limited ICANN staff on Tuesday. I don't think that the space limitations would be much different Monday afternoon and Tuesday. At least that's my thinking. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Lori, your hand is up. You're next in the queue, please.
Yeah, I think my thinking is a little bit different than Steve's. I was actually thinking it might be a good idea to put some constituency time in that official scheduled block. I know for our constituency, nonprofit organizations, we don't always, you know, we don't have high turnouts at the regular ICANN meetings, and perhaps because this is in Washington, and maybe we could attract more at least North American NGOs. And so I would actually like to see constituencies part of the agenda as well. I mean, I know that nonprofits are certainly part of NCSG, but I think for MPOC, and Rudy can chime in or not, I think it's important to us to try to work on building an identity as a constituency beyond just the three ICANN meetings, and this might be a good way to do it.
Laura, you may go ahead, Mary.
Can I get back in the queue for just a minute?
Yes, please. You're next.
Laura, I'm just going to comment on this. We have held VC events in Washington And we also did something jointly with that was open to other commercial players. And we went to a trade association and got the room space for that and did a half-day event or a three-hour event. but we didn't rely on ICANN to do it. If the idea is that we might do, you know, I don't want to diminish this. I hear what Lori is saying. It's just for us. we could probably get space for a 2 or 3 hour session for our constituency or for the SG, but I think maybe Steve and Tony and I ought to talk about that. This is beginning to sound like 2 to 3 hours for constituencies separately, maybe 2 to 3 hours for SGs, and then, sorry guys, allergies, a house meeting all on one day. Is that what we're talking about?
No.
I'd like to get in the queue as well, please.
Steve, could I get in the queue?
I've got Rafiq, then Tony, then Steve. But Lori, did you want to respond to that first?
Sorry. I didn't see it all as being a one-day thing. I thought this was over a couple of days, and that we had some flexibility. I think also, you know, ramming 9 or 10 or 11 hours of meetings into a day is not a good idea. If people lose interest and you have people dropping off from certain sessions, I think the idea of planning and budgeting time is crucial. And I'm not sure that a 3 hour meeting would be required. Maybe it's a 90-minute meeting. You know, that I think we can be flexible with time, as well as with thinking about, you know, how we're going to parcel out groups. That's my only thought. And I do see this not stacking everything in one particular day. We have 2 days to work with. I mean, the full session could be a half a day. It doesn't necessarily have to be a whole day. I mean, I think that's going to depend on how the programming and the speakers, and there's a lot of unanswered questions as to the hours, I think.
Thanks, Lori. Yeah, that's helpful. You might also consider, and I don't know, within the NPOC, who organized it last time, but when we did Los Angeles, I think NPOC did, and maybe one other group, again, similar to what we've been talking about, use the opportunity of being in Los Angeles to hold some separate event or, do something else within the city that created some outreach opportunities, provided some networking and the rest. Many of you will recall, we also had a networking reception that, allowed for us to have an event where local people could come. They may not have participated in any of the meetings, but who could come and meet and greet and get to know and see a little bit of networking. So that's something that you may want to explore. Particularly also if you're just talking about a 90-minute session or something like that, we may be able to play with the schedule too, as I think Steve suggested, start a little bit later in the day or end a little bit earlier, that then gives individual communities options to do something else. I had Rafiq, Tony, and Steve. Rafiq, you first, sir.
Okay, thanks, Sob. How to say, regarding this meeting, I thought the main idea is really to have kind of meetings for the whole house, because we don't have so much opportunity really to discuss about a lot of issues that concern the two sides, the CIG and NCIG. So I think we need really to dedicate a lot of time to for that. So if some constituency wants meetings, we have 2 days, but the idea is to have meetings for those in D.C., I think maybe they can organize something prior or after this, maybe probably prior, then, so they can organize and discuss and prepare for the 2 days. So I want really that we can utilize, to optimize these 2 days between the two parts of the house and the work, because I think we need to move on what kind of issue and topics we want to discuss and find a common how to say, common ground between us. So if we can work on this, it will be really more useful in terms of utilize the time we will have. Just 2 days, for some people, they will like come from far away. At least for me, it will take 12 hours. I really want just to take the chance that we focus on the the non-contracted party house issues.
Great. Thanks, Rafiq. Tony, you're next.
Thanks, Rob. My comments go exactly down the same path as Rafiq. We don't get much time to meet as a house, and that's really been the focus for this activity. And it is only 2 days. I'd also support the view that that's where the focus should be. Certainly, the ISP constituency, it isn't focused around Washington, and I think if there are constituencies who want to take advantage of this and include the broader community that they have outside of those that will just be attending this meeting, then that's fine. But I think they should make their arrangements, ideally, around this meeting and not as part of it. So I think we can use our time better, and I also think it is easier with the logistics if we can focus basically on house and maybe breaking it up into stakeholder groups. I think that may be warranted. But taking it down to constituencies as part of this time, I don't really think that's justified.
Thanks very much, Tony. For those of you not in the chat, Lori has written, after listening to Rafiq and Tony, I would tend to agree that finding common ground is crucial. If prioritizing time, then finding common ground is more important. Rudy says, I agree with Rafiq and Tony. Indeed, there are a lot of aspects on the NCPH structures we need to get in discussion. Thank you for writing that stuff and that contribution. Steve, you're next in the queue.
Well, being last in the queue, I have to agree more with the old Lori than the new Lori, but on that second day, we don't have to have 8 hours or 9 hours of full house programming. We could have built in there an hour or two for breakout groups, which could be a constituency group if that's how they choose to use it. So, there's some advantages to not having the same group all day anyway. So I think we could probably accommodate that. Let me just say, in terms of meeting prior or after, that's why I asked if it's Monday and Tuesday, because if it's Monday and Tuesday, then Sunday is the prior, and that, frankly, is more challenging to get people to come to a Sunday afternoon prior meeting. So I suppose one way to handle that would be to say, well, that the intersessional will be Tuesday and Wednesday, and that leaves Monday open for those groups that wish to organize something prior to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I think all this is very helpful to lead me to the not surprising conclusion that it is absolutely critical that we move as quickly as we can to get a venue nailed down that will then help us in some respects be able to think about this potential additional programming, arrange logistics and the rest, because the only thing that all of you have said that raises a concern in the back of my head is potentially moving back and forth to different setups or different rooms. That's the only logistical thing, I think, with the potential to cause difficulties for remote participation or just the AV side of stuff. Something we can handle, but just something that I'd like to minimize as much as possible in terms of set up, break down, move things around, just from the IT perspective. And thanks, Tony said in the chat, he would also support Tuesday and Wednesday as a better option. We've got the target of early that week, and so we'll explore both of those. Thank you very much, Tony and Steve, on that. Let's turn, and Laura, you've raised your hand. I trust it's on this issue, and sort of use that as a wrap-up in terms of some of those general thoughts about house versus stakeholder group versus constituencies. And then what I'd like to do is turn to actual topics and issues. Please, Laura.
I don't want to waste more time, but I can't overemphasize that I know we don't get together often, and I know when we do, there's the tendency to schedule as much as possible in these, you know, just, as I said, 10, 11, 12 hours, as we all know. And I honestly find that way of scheduling unproductive, and I want to just put that out there, that we be mindful of that so that this isn't the typical, you know, 7 a.m. till 1 in the morning kind of a, because I don't always find that pleasant. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And for those of us who will be commuting in the D.C. area, 7 a.m. to 1 a.m. would not be the perfect layout either. Thanks for making that observation. Can we turn to topics? And I would love to have a number of you start to throw out different thoughts and ideas. It would be really helpful to see what the potential universe of topics is just from a brainstorming perspective, because I think that would help us then begin to prioritize or decide what needs to float up, what needs general house discussions versus stakeholder groups. Tony, you were quick with your hand, so you're first, sir.
Thank you, Rob. Just for starters, one of the things I think we definitely need some discussion around is GNSO reform.
Thank you. While you have the mic, would you like to add anything else?
I think I should let others go, and if my preference doesn't come up, I'll be back in. Thanks, Rob.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Besides Marilyn, can I come in as well?
Please, Marilyn, thank you.
I suppose that discussion, I don't know if I would have used the word reform, but I think the concept, and I would ask Tony to comment and others on this, review and assessment and ideas for improvement, because if it's just GNSO reform, I think there's a number of topics I'd like to put at play. One is discussion about the role of the GNSO in ICANN governance, not just in GTLD policy. And I don't know if that fits under GNSO reform, but I think it does fit into a discussion about review of the role of the GNSO and its communities' engagement in ICANN governance, as well as linkages to other supporting organizations, SGs, et cetera. No, sorry, not SGs. Supporting organizations and advisory committees. And I don't know, Tony, that may be going much beyond what you were thinking about.
Can I comment, Rob?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Certainly, it does go beyond what I was thinking about, but I do think it's a very valid topic. I think the discussion probably goes wider than GNSO Council's role in internet governance as well. I think there's a broad sweep of issues that you can discuss as to how they fit with the GNSO. So I think that is a very relevant topic that we should spend some time on. And the other part of Marilyn's input, where she mentioned about interaction with other groups as well, other stakeholder groups and supporting organizations, I almost see that as a third strand of that conversation as well. But all three of them are certainly items that I think should be on this agenda, and this would be the correct place to discuss them.
Thanks, Tony. Lori, your hand was up. Before you speak, I'd like to note Rudy's comment in the chat. Topic I think would be interesting for NPOC, how to get members involved in the constituency work. Thank you, Rudy.
Yeah, mine actually piggybacks on Rudy's comment. I think this would be a great opportunity to talk about reaching beyond the bubble. I mean, the remit, particularly in terms of the IANA transition, is about multi-stakeholderism in a really broad context. And I view it as ICAM and beyond, really? And how do we effectively manage the and beyond? And I think having the non-contracted houses together to talk about that, because we have such a deep stake in what is going on, but I think we're also at times, in some ways, maybe the most constricted by obligations we may have to clients or obligations, you know, just being as busy as we are, that we don't ever get together as a group to talk about multi-stakeholderism in a really broad way. And we would be the perfect group to do it.
Thanks very much, Lori. Steve, your hand is up and you're next in line.
Thank you. This is Steve. 2 points. One, building on what Rudy entered in the chat and what Lori said, my notes from our first call had the phrase effective outreach and onboarding, which is another way of saying, perhaps saying, reaching beyond the bubble and getting members involved in work. I think that's a useful title because ICANN is and a useful topic for this part of the second day, because ICANN is spending enormous resources in trying to get more people involved. And my sense, and I think the sense of some of the others on this call, might be that money, that those resources are not always being used most effectively, and we may have some ideas about how to use them better to bring more people in and get more people actually active. So that's one point. Second, in terms of the House discussions that may not involve staff, I mean, literally, I think there really are two areas here. One is there are certain things that we have to do together as a House, like electing board members and so forth, that we haven't proven very good at. And we've had a lot of problems with that, and I think it would be worth having a discussion about, if you will, our constitutional duties under the bylaws, where we have to act as a House. The second is an area where is what are our common issues, substantive issues, and we've seen some examples recently where we've come together on a position. I think there are probably more where we could do that, and I think without getting into specific topics, I think part of our agenda on that first afternoon should be, let's identify a couple of issues where we think we can do more together on a substantive issue and see how we might be able to do that.
Steve, along those lines, if I can ask, would you be looking to use the meeting to identify issues, or would you be identifying specific issues prior that you would then use the time to actually strategize on?
Preferably the latter, which means that we would have to have some dialogue before the meeting. I mean, I have some ideas,
We sort of lost you there at the end, Steve, with some background interference.
Okay. I think ideally we would identify the issues before the meeting, and so we would have two or three topics listed as issues of common concern and how do we work together to advance them. And we would have those two or three issues listed. I don't have them. I mean, I have some ideas, but I think we need a little more dialogue offline about that.
That would be great. Thanks, because that was going to be my next question. I noted in the chat that Lori said strongly support Steve's suggestions, and my follow-up to there was going to be, okay, well, you know, feel free to brainstorm. We still have 12 minutes in terms of what some of those potential issues might be. I really appreciate the offer to engage online via email with some ideas here over the next week or so. Welcome, Bill Drake. Sorry about your car battery, but glad that you're with us today. We've focused over the last couple of minutes on agenda and topics in particular. So I don't know if you wanted to contribute any ideas, Bill, in terms of topics or issues that would be discussed during the 2 days.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, and I've determined that you have a little bit of background noise, but not so that we can't hear you at all. But now we can.
Okay.
maybe perhaps, Bill, it would be more effective for you to type given the microphone problems. So, yes, yeah, Steve, did you want to do any brainstorm there in terms of just some potential issues, just to get people's brains flowing?
Rob, it's Marilyn. Can I, before we go to Steve, can I make a comment on Steve's comment? But I want to wait. Yeah, but I want to be sure Bill gets to speak or gets read out. So,
we're going to be looking for Bill to type into the chat if that will work for you, Bill, because clearly the microphone is not working, and then I can read that for those of you who are not in the chat. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
If we come up with some topics, I would like to support the discussion about effective outreach / onboarding and try to reach some agreements, perhaps among ourselves, about guidance to ICANN about how they support us. And I will just say we've all used the budget process, we've submitted proposals, we get not what we asked for, but something else that ICANN staff keeps designing. We get things like CROP, we get other projects that just don't fully support us. So I think if we could make that a category and come back and give feedback, organized feedback, then that would also help us inform the ICANN staff about how we all work together to improve the budget process. That would be one. The other one that I want to support is the idea of how we address our constitutional duties and having a discussion about making sure we understand what our constitutional duties are and then talking about how we improve our fulfillment of them.
Can you clarify not what Steve means by it? I'll have him do that, but what you mean by constitutional duties? You're referring to the bylaws, the GNSO procedures. Can you clarify?
Yes, happy to. So, one, we have constitutional duties to make appointments to the nominating committee. We have constitutional duties to elect a board member. That comes from the NCPH. We have also constitutional duties in terms of respect for the values of ICANN, the geographic diversity issues, things like that. You read the bylaws, and I will tell you that very few of us have a lot of time to read the bylaws. I cheated because I helped draft parts of them 16, 17 years ago. So I only have to read the changes, but I think for all officers, understanding what our constitutional responsibilities are, I like that term, it's really helpful. So I'll just give an example. A board member, once elected, does not represent a community. That's what the bylaws say. We also have other issues. I think it'd be helpful. It doesn't have to be long. It could be short, maybe no more than an hour. But let's make sure we all understand as elected officers, and then we help our communities understand.
Help me. Is that more of a dialogue? Is that something where there's, a constitutional authority? How do you see something like that developing? And I recognize Bill's comment in the chat that there's plenty of time to identify specific substantive topics, but I'm just trying to get a sense, as I share with you later some block scheduling or something like that of topics, what do you potentially envision there, Marilyn?
Well, I would envision maybe just a short briefing and then a dialogue. So it could be a briefing by the General Counsel's office of no more than 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, and then it would be question and answer. But I would turn to, I think we then have a separate discussion about how we will bill the responsibility on the election. But that's separate to me. This is a it's sort of a setting the stage, and then we talk about how we apply something like the board elections, which is a cross NCPH. Our appointments of nominating committee members is individual, so that doesn't need to take up group time. But I would turn to Steve to ask his and Rafiq's and Bill's comments as well.
Thank you, Marilyn. I do see Rafiq's hand up. Let me read Steve's comment, and then, Steve, if you'd like to speak after Rafiq, that would be great. Steve said, I was using constitutional duties, in quotes, much more narrowly. I can think of two things NCPH must do as a House, elect board seat number 14 and elect the GNSO Council vice chair. Bill responds, I would construe it for Steve. Rafiq, you're next.
Okay, thanks. So I was going to comment what Steve said a few minutes ago. So I think we can start after this call, kind of follow up between, the representative from the non-contracted party. We start kind of listing what kind of issue we want to talk about. So that brainstorming of, through emails, and then personally I want to really to consult with the NCAG leadership what we should discuss. So we can follow up to move more quickly. And about the issue that, the narrow constitutional duties as raised by Steve, I think it's one or it's about the election bill. For the board seat, it's something that we need to handle. Let's not to wait for the next 3 years to fix that.
Great, thanks, Rafiq. This is all very helpful. I appreciate all the comments you're making. I'm taking copious notes, and what I'm going to try to do for the follow-up from this call is, like we did for the previous meeting preparation, try to identify some common themes here and then get you all to react, see if I'm, characterizing things or gelling things in the right direction. Bill noted it as a comment in the chat, it would be nice if we could do more than those two things together, referring to the Board Seat 14 and the GNSO Council Vice Chair, but let's focus on what we must do together. And Elisa has indicated agreement both with Bill and Steve's comments. Bill asked in the chat, did we lock in a date and a place? We are still focused, as Elisa responded, on the January 12 and 13. We are still looking for venues within D.C., and the possibility is open depending on venues, and we will look to the opportunity to potentially slide the meeting, if we have to the 13th and 14th, which may give individual constituencies an opportunity to do some additional activities or events in D.C. on their own during that week. One thing I had on the agenda that I don't want to tee up at this moment, given that we're going into our last 90 seconds or so, and thanks, Christine, I note that you have to jump off and others may have to as well, is we had talked about trying to leverage the location of Washington, D.C. to potentially having some speakers. They might or could be a piece of our general, all House meetings. So continue to keep that in the back of your minds and maybe bring it forward a little bit with some potential ideas of, if not individuals, types of people that you might be interested in talking. I mean, D.C. provides advantages not just for the political connections, but think tanks and technical capabilities and the rest. So please, if you could all think about that, that would be really helpful. In terms of getting together again, typical to what we did in the last preparation process, Benedetta and I will come out with a summary of this call to share with you all. Let you, like I did after our last call in preparing that storyline, we'll share with you, the beginnings of what might look like a two-day schedule. I'm going to interface with our IT team to see what advice they can provide in terms of staging and setup. Again, realizing that we had some venue discussions to conclude there, Benedette and I have a call scheduled with Stacy Hoffberg later on today, where we'll have some more discussions about meeting locations and venues. And so your comments today have been very timely and helpful in that regard. And please, otherwise, keep sending me the emails. I really appreciate the suggestions and ideas. I think what we should shoot for is a call within the next 2.5 weeks or so. So Benedetta will go out with a doodle poll. I'd love to have something on the calendar. You can all, you know, at a certain point say, nope, that's fine. We don't need a call, but I'd like to have something
Rob,
on the calendar.
Rob, yes, a call would be fine, but most of the people on this are going to be in Turkey for
that's right.
And I go to Iran on the 28th. So I don't have to be on this, but just to note that I don't know, Bill, Rafiq, others. I think that means September the 7th or 8th would be the earliest. Can I just check with you guys? 7th, 8th, 9th. I won't be back from Turkey until then.
Thanks for that feedback. We will be mindful of that, realizing that this is perhaps not at the top of your agendas when you're involved in the IGF discussion. So we'll plan around that, and including the travel. And we'll do what we can as much as possible via email. I just really appreciate the commitment that you all are making to talk this through. And while January still seems quite far away, it's coming very fast. So thank you all very much for participating in this call, all your thoughts and contributions. We will follow up with email with the summary, and thank you for taking this step-by-step as we move along the process. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.